Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Van Halen bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest. Jeff is one of our great Brain Trust members all the way back to 1999. He is the Chief Home Officer. He's the author of three books on being home-based, so I encourage you to check those out and at chiefhomeofficer.com. Also, gotwords.com, right?
All sorts of websites out there. But, yeah, GotWords or JeffZabar.com
is
for my copywriting services.
All right, so check it out, folks. He can help you. Hey, Jeff, I just recently upgraded from a Galaxy 4 to a Galaxy 7 phone.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
My 4 was just about to get, it was acting weird. You know, it would shut off when it, I didn't think it should have, you know, just on its own. And I was running out of memory and blah blah blah. So I had an upgrade, right, on my contract. So I upgraded to 7 and I like it.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? We fall in love with, and it's kind of sad that we fall in love with inanimate objects, but we do. And there's a lot to be said for the phone that we use and the devices we use and how.
When I walk out, I check my phone and then I check my keys.
Right, exactly. Well, you know what I did is I carry two things on me at all times. If I'm driving, I carry my keys, and I carry my phone, because my phone, my case for my phone has a pocket, just a little slit on the back of it that I can fit my driver's license, my insurance, my health insurance card, and my debit and credit card.
Wow, so that'd be a great thing to steal from you.
Absolutely. You get the keys to my kingdom and the way to pay for it. So, you know, but I haven't carried a wallet in probably 6 or 7 years.
Wow.
And so it shows how important the phone is. But I got to tell you, there's places that we often will turn. You made a comment about contracts. And, you know, we've had a lot of problems with our contracts and how we get tied into.
And by the way, you have iPhone, right?
I have an iPhone. I have iPhone 5S. I went to a company down here. My contract was up, but I didn't want to go back on contract. I didn't want to pay the prices that the phone company charges to, you know, buy a phone for,
right,
you know, a brand new phone for $600 or $800, mm-hmm, and you pay it off over time or whatever their programs are. So I went to a local company that does an exchange program. And what they do is not an exchange program, but they go out and buy when a fleet of phones comes off contract. They go buy it from whether it's a corporation,
right,
or
right,
an education company or whatever, mm-hmm, you know, at a school or university, and then they resell them.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought a used iPhone that they weren't selling at the phone company anymore because it was a 5S.
Why did you do that?
Well, I wanted a 5S with 64 gigs of memory.
Oh,
because,
okay,
I have all my music and my video.
And so it was a whole lot cheaper than the new one.
It was a whole lot.
You were able to get the upgrade, an upgrade for you, but it was a used one, a refurbished
one. As far as they were concerned, I had the same phone because I just popped my SIM card in, and the phone company was unaware that I moved. I mean, they might have known because it's
tricky, dude.
Yeah. So, but I mean, I got a phone because otherwise, to get a 64 gig, I would have had to go to an iPhone 6.
Right.
I didn't want a 6. I wanted,
which would have cost you a lot of money.
Which would cost me
a
lot of money.
So, how do other people do that?
Well, you got to find, and I'm looking for the gentleman's name. But you go, you know, you find there are local resellers of phones. Just look for a local reseller of cell phones, and if you want, I can send it to you later. And if you want to share it, you know, as an addendum to the tweet you'll put out later. But what we find is you can look online for some of these folks, and they will be able to help you. You know, I bought it off contract. And it was, you know, it was cheaper. I spent like $300 where a new phone would have been like $700. They said slightly blemished.
See, that's what you get for going with Apple.
Well, that's true.
Because I got a rock and rolling, a Galaxy, a Samsung Galaxy 7 for with my contract was like 200, and I think they gave me 100 back.
Right, right. So well, that's part of it also. If they want to check it out,
you need
then
to convert
I think,
to, you need to convert. I mean, I don't really stock in these places.
You have stock in Google. You're trying to get me over to Troy. That's what's happening. Mobile Source is the name of the company, mobilesource.com. They're in Boca Raton, and I have no stock in them, but I can tell you that if you're looking for used phones.
So would somebody across the country be able to do business with them?
I'm sure they will. I'm sure they would
sell it,
pack it up, and
just look around, folks. I mean, I didn't know you could do that.
Yep.
I didn't know that I could look around for an upgrade of a used one. And I have to say that I don't want anybody's used phone, but if I could upgrade to one that I wanted and save hundreds of dollars,
right,
I probably would go with it.
And you're off contract.
As you say, especially since it was just a matter of changing devices and the contract stayed the same.
Right, the contract stays the same. The SIM card pops right in for the most part. They had to trim my SIM card, but they have a little punch that does
it. Trim it.
Yeah. The other thing is, you know, there are other companies
out
there.
Like with a pocket knife or something?
Well, they had actually a punch.
Oh,
like,
okay.
You know, like a hole punch. They put the large
SIM card. I can just see. Would you hand that to – we have our whittlers in the back there. Would you hand that?
Exactly.
Hand your phone to the whittler over there.
Exactly. Punch the card. What are you doing? No, it'll work. Trust me. Famous last words. But, you know, people have been doing it all the time. You have companies like Gazelle. .com that sells used phones. You know, they'll buy your used phone and they'll sell your used phone. Beware. You know, just read the reviews. Just know that some of these bigger companies.
Right.
You know, you say
I kept my phone instead of selling it to them. I kept my phone as a backup.
It
still works.
It's always good to have, especially if your battery.
As you said, just
not getting rid of it.
Pop the card in there. Hey Jeffrey, good job today. Come back soon.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, Jim.
Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. JeffZabar.com. GotWords.com, ChiefHomeOfficer.com, all the different ways to find him. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.